A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is an acclamation often sung by our parish gospel choir that thrills me every time I hear it. Taken from the Mass of Glory, this acclamation combines Alleluias with the phrase, "Give the glory and the honor to the Lord." Not many of us could give a spontaneous definition of glory, but when we sing these words, we don't need a definition. As the soaring melody is sung by the cantor and answered by the assembly, we are, in some small but very real way, caught up in glory. Today's gospel takes us back to the Last Supper. On the eve of his death, Jesus declares that he is glorified and that God is glorified in him. The disciples must have wondered at this statement. In their Jewish tradition, glory was a term usually reserved for God. It referred to the honor, the splendor, the holiness, the very being of God breaking forth on the world. Yet here is Jesus saying that God is glorified in him, and that soon God will glorify him in himself. The disciples had seen glimpses, hints of that glory, in the Transfiguration, and in Jesus' miracles, especially his raising of the dead to life. Soon Jesus promises, "The glory which he has shared with God from the beginning will be clearly visible. It will shine forth in his dying and in his rising." It is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, who makes that glory known to us. Most amazing of all, the Spirit will draw all believers into that glory. And the way we participate in the glory that Christ shares with the one he calls Abba is through love. We receive the very love of Christ, which enables us to love one another. In this love, Christ is glorified, and we are glorified in him. What does all of this mean in everyday life? It means that when we love one another, we are Christ, still living in the world. We are showing forth the glory of God, the same glory Jesus manifested when he fed the multitudes, cured the sick, and proclaimed the reign of God, the same glory that reached its fullness in his resurrection. This is not our own doing. It is pure gift, given by Christ through the Spirit. Yet it is a gift that is promised and given, enabling us to love even in the most difficult of circumstances. By the power and glory of God, we learn how to love friend and enemy, stranger and family member alike. A caring word, a patient acceptance of another, a simple act of kindness, all are signs of the Spirit acting in us, and thus all reflect the glory of God. And as the circle of our love widens, reaching out to a world in need, the glory of God is made visible in astounding ways, through peacemaking, through efforts to eliminate racism or sexism or violence. In our stands for justice and our solidarity with people who are poor or homeless or excluded. Saint Irenaeus once wrote that the glory of God is the human person fully alive. Today, we might add, the glory of God is the human person loving as Christ loves.